Meet Megan McCurdy.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want to give? Well, somebody get, let's go. Who'll give a $100 bill? Let's have fun. I bet 100, thanks, and now 200. I bet 100, doing a get two. I bet $100, and now 200.
The 29-year-old auctioneer conducts a recent charity auction at Wichita's Botanica Gardens.
I bet 500, you're in here. I bet $500, but now six, get the six, get the six, 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 600.
Megan will compete today in the 2012 International Auctioneer Championship in Spokane, Washington. It's not her first time, though. She was named first runner-up in the final round of vigorous competition last year.
Well, it's intense, I will say that. Early in the morning, about 6:45, all of the contestants meet together. They have roll call, check-in, and they kind of explain the day and the procedures and how it's going to run. Kind of that's where your nerves kind of kick in, because you see all your competition and you see everybody that's a little bit jittery, and obviously they know what the day holds for them.
The women will sell three items in the preliminary round, followed by the men, then wait for instructions in a secluded room.
Where you cannot hear anybody, you cannot talk to anybody, you have kind of some auctioneer magazines and things like that if you want to review through, just to kind of help get everything fresh in your mind. But you can't have your cell phone, anything. You are secluded. And they bring you out one at a time in order, and they interview you on stage. And I will tell you, probably being interviewed on stage in front of a room full of auctioneers about the auction industry is probably one of the most nerve-wracking things you can do.
Megan says some of the most respected auctioneers in the nation come to the competition. Men and women who have been in the auction business for decades.
We all have our fingers crossed that this is her year.
That's Megan's dad, longtime auctioneer Lonnie McCurdy, owner of McCurdy Auctions in Wichita for 30 years. He says competitors come from all over the world, South Africa, Canada, and Australia.
It is a large deal. There's approximately, I'll say, 9 judges, and these judges grade them on everything from their chant, of course, which is very important, but also their ability to think, their presentation, their appearance, their clarity, all of the factors that go in to make a successful auctioneer that any one of them, or any one of perhaps you, would even like to hire. You want somebody that is professional, and that's all graded.
Megan's been around her family's auction business all her life. It's always been, as she calls it, in her ears. She says her mother did the accounting work, and she and her two brothers assisted wherever needed.
As soon as we were old enough, we would shag tickets at the auctions. We would help box on the weekends. We would help set up on the weekends. And basically anything that we could do to earn our keep, that was our job.
They started 6, 7 years old. And we called it shagging tickets. That's back when we used to, everything is computerized today. But in the old days, we used to hand clerk our sales. And we had to have a courier between our clerk and the motorhome.
Megan eventually worked personal property auctions and assisted in the office throughout her schooling.
For most females, that's not their dream job. It's not what you ever think of as your little girl. I'm going to be an auctioneer. But after about a year of having my real estate license is when I decided I wanted to go to auction school.
She graduated from Indiana's Repert School of Auctioneering in 2006. Instructors taught various aspects of the business, including real estate, residential, livestock, and antique auctions. Megan says they also took students to live auctions to do a bit of selling.
I would say for me, that's probably more where I got my confidence in being able to do it in front of people that I didn't know. In Wichita, most people that came to our auctions had seen Dad or been around Dad, and I think I had a little bit of fear of the expectations for me to be automatically good. And so I learned a lot there.
And she put that knowledge to good use. For the past 4 years, Megan has received the Master's Club Award from the Wichita Association of Realtors with at least $5 million in real estate sales. She's no stranger to competition, winning several awards, including the 2010 Kansas State Champion Auctioneer. She says early on, a new male competitor was a bit skeptical of her abilities, not realizing she was an experienced auctioneer.
There was one that I do remember 1 year said, "Well, good luck to you, and if it doesn't work out, come back next year." And then I happened to make the final round, and he happened to not make the final round, and I asked him to come back next year, but it's fun. And it was just teasing, and he took it as a joke, too, but it's a fun business.
We got about 1 minute left. We don't have a bidder number yet. Step into the kitchen. Jeremy will get you registered to bid right in there.
On a sunny afternoon in Andover, Megan auctions off 4 duplexes.
I bid 140, 142, 500. I bid 142, give 142, 5, give 142, 5. What do you think? You want in? You want to give 142, 5?
141.
141, oh my.
Buyer Jeff Strain has attended several of Megan's auctions for nearly 12 years.
She's just as good as any guy out there. I think she's great. I look forward to buying a lot more houses from her. I think she gets the houses going. She gets the bids up. She's real clear and understanding. She's real helpful.
Megan says she's very conscious of her bid calling.
I still speak fast, but every word in there is a word. And most of the time it's very clear to the public and just certain, you know, mannerisms and things about, you know, your rhythm and everything that is appealing or not appealing, especially being a woman. A woman's voice is a little bit different to listen to for 4 hours straight than a man's. So that's been, you know, just watching yourself and pitch and technique has been important to me.
And it's important to the judges in Spokane, Washington as well, as Megan prepares to compete today. She remembers last year's competition, which lasted 12 hours. While contestants await results, there's a nod to past winners.
It's really, really neat. They have a parade of champions. So everybody that's ever won this competition before that is there in the date order that they want it will go through and sell an item. And it's really neat to hear all the champions from the past, and those could be the people that you're getting ready to join.
And if Megan is able to join the winner's circle, she says she will serve as ambassador to the Auctioneers Association for the next year and sell at the St. Jude's Charity Auction.
I love this business. I love our industry. And so to be able to take a year and truly give back and truly serve the association, it would just be a great year. I mean, I can't imagine how much fun I would have getting to travel and go to different state associations and whatever it may be. I would just be really excited to get to serve the industry.
For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.